a little while for that loss to rub the other way. You know what I mean?
It's back to back, man.
Outscored 70-16 in those two games. You start out with a defense only allowing 5 points a game, and then you go 35 points a game. Jarrett, what is going on? Help us figure this out.
Well, I mean, I think injuries – the number one thing is how important turnovers are in this. And I know we talk about it all the time, but you go from getting 5 turnovers in each of your first two games to getting almost, 2?
That sounds about right.
Right? And then losing, or let's just say losing the turnover battle in your next two games. And that's the difference of the ball game. I think the injuries are starting to stack up on us a little bit. And then just the inability for the offense to generate any type of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Just cannot get into a rhythm, can't get into a flow. Every time we hit a big run or we get a big pass, you're like, all right, okay, we're getting a little juice here. Something happens and it stalls out or just gets a field goal or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. We need to win, man. We need to start building some momentum back.
1 to 10, double. You've been in that locker room. What's the anxiety level on the guys?
Well, what the coaches are trying to preach and what the players are trying to keep focus on is that you're still 2-2.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of teams that started out 0-2 and they might have won 2 in a row and now they're sitting there 2-2. And it's a totally different locker room than where the Ravens are sitting. But in reality, you're both 2-2. You both have an opportunity to move forward. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, you didn't play well in the last couple weeks. You got a tough road trip going out to Oakland against a good young team with a hurt quarterback. So this is an opportunity to go 3-2, and then you're going to feel a lot better about yourself.
Wow. Wow. I feel better already. We could go 3-2 this weekend.
Think that way, right?
You have to. If you start, you know, bitching and moaning and licking your wounds and all this and that, pointing fingers, that's when you implode on yourself. If you do it too early in the year, it is not a good thing. Because, I mean, it's first quarter of the season. You still got 3 more to go, plenty of time. We still got a good quarterback. We still got some weapons on offense. And, we got a stingy defense. We need to get some guys healthy, and we got to get Joe rolling. We're going to be good.
Hey, baby, get over here. Listen, I can't reach it. Jared said you need to lick this wound right here.
Kirk's been waiting to say that
I heard him say
for the last 2 minutes. He hasn't heard a word you said. He's just like, I can't wait.
I'm sorry. Were you still talking, Jared?
It's the Double J Show. He's taken over the airwaves from 6 to 7, and we're happy to have him. Hey, have either of you guys heard about the Cam Newton thing?
Double?
No.
Okay.
I heard something about it, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
Well, a couple hours ago, he lost a Dannon sponsorship because he made sexist comments to a journalist, Jessica Rodriguez, I believe her name is.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking a question. We have audio in a second here. And he sort of belittled her and laughed at her. And here we go.
Dang. Oh.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, oh, it's funny.
Rocky. Oh. That was the moment. And you got to see his face.
He looks like he's stoned.
Yeah.
He makes a stoned eyes. Like, yeah.
You know, this isn't defending him, but I will just say he has had a bad season so far. He beat the Patriots, probably feeling pretty good about things, and he felt a little too good with that answer. And now let's go to the professional in the room, Jarrett Johnson. Jarrett?
Oh, you can't say that.
You just can't say
that. Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah. But was he not even, you don't give him the pass for being playful?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's being playful. He's being honest. Right.
That's not the first time a female journalist has asked him questions. Obviously, I mean, I'm in the locker room.
I would imagine,
all the time,
yeah.
And there's
you guys got to get used to that by now, right?
Sure. Yeah. It's like he's getting a question from a woman journalist for the first time.
I know. Yeah, that's why I can't. Like, why would you? Because you do get man, woman. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, it's hard to deal with when reporters are trying to ask you like technique questions mm-hmm. or schematic, you know, where they're trying to get really in depth. And you can tell that she's trying to talk about the physicality of one of the receivers. And I guess
Devin Funchess
runs people over or pushes off. You know, maybe he's a physical. I don't even know who she's talking about.
Battles for the extra yard at the end.
Yeah. And so she's trying to be a professional about it and ask him a higher level question. And he totally just blows her off and says mm-hmm. that line. Like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, it is hard to talk to reporters when they are trying to be like, you know, a football, ask a football type question. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get into schematics with a reporter because
you're giving away stuff, right?
Yeah, you're giving away stuff, but it's just you as on the player side, you always want to stick to the cliches. You always want to stay vague.
Oh, and you guys do. Let me assure you.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, really?
Cliches. Keep it light. Always compliment the other team. Always point out your teammates. Give them nothing and be nice and just wait for them
there
to
go.
That's what you want.
Look at the bright side of life.
You want to be quotable. You want to make sure that you're quotable, something that they can, you know, you don't want to give them just crap that they can't go home and work with. You want them to be able to write their story or, you know, do their little blip on their, you know, radio show, whatever. But you don't want to get into X's and O's with a reporter. It's just not important.
Uh huh. Well, and it's not like she asked it like, "Hey, so like, it's kind of weird, right?"
That's how I do it out there on Thursday.
From the reporter side, I mean, I like the question. You know, from her side, she did a great job. Now, as a football player, you're just kind of like,
you're annoyed.
What, you really want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Like,
so in another tweet, she said that afterwards she talked to Newton and she said, "Quote: I spoke with him after, and it was worse. I chose not to share because I have an actual job to do today and one he will not keep me from." So he didn't, for the record,
man.
He
That's
didn't
awesome.
Apologize.
And
good for her,
though. And neither did Dan, and they took the yogurt.
Plot twist. Are you ready?
Twist
real
it
quick?
Up. Twist one up.
Since this has happened, people have dug deep into her Twitter and found racist tweets.
Oh,
so now she's being vilified. So you can't win on Twitter and social media, and clean up your feed because they're going to find it.
I've canceled my Twitter feed.
All right.
No, I haven't. At Kirk McEwen, at Marianne Sirk, double J, still no? No?
Twitter?
Yeah.
I was on Twitter for 11 days.
Yeah. Instagram.
Worst.
He has a strong Instagram game.
I like Instagram.
Yeah.
I just got off Facebook. Facebook's the worst.
Yeah.
Could not figure out Twitter. I didn't tweet one thing.
At
he likes the pictures.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch and I was watching an Alabama game and I wrote, sitting down and watch the Alabama game, hashtag roll tie, and then I looked at it and I was like, nobody cares. Why are you posting this? Not just deleted.
You would have gotten so many retweets.
We care. Yeah.
So stupid.
It's a
joke. Then I had a kid call me out in a parking lot because he like yelled at me and I didn't hear him, and he got on Twitter and started blasting me for not acknowledging him, saying I was a prick and I
ignored
kids.
This.
So I was like, I'm out.
Delete.
I'm out. I can't win.
You get into a lot of parking lot incidents.
Yeah.
I know.
Stay away.
Especially with kids.
Double J.
The Double J Show.
98.
I-95 on 98 Rock, Double J, and brought to us by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern in Parkville. And Jared Johnson has his own burger out there. Get on it when you can. Stop by. It's a great place. We were kicking around, what, vacations?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about nudist resorts, but vacations in general.
Gotta. I always wanted to do that. Hedonism, too. It sounded like so much fun.
Yeah.
That's up your alley?
Well,
that's how you roll?
When I was living in Green Tree Apartments in Glen Burnie, when I wore a younger man's clothes, I was about 25 years old, and I was horny, and I decided, man, this looks like a great vacation. You know what I mean?
But the nudist, the nude beaches thing, like you think like mm-hmm. hedonism where they're all mm-hmm. like models and like you know, Playboy model, all this stuff. But most nude beaches are just like old white people.
Yeah.
Right?
Right up my alley there, buddy. That's what I'm looking for.
That's his exact Tinder profile.
Right.
Looking for old white people naked.
All right. Now, let's say you're taking a vacation with your clothes on. I mean, you can't go wrong with Hawaii.
You could.
That's a long ways to go, though.
It's a ton of travel.
I know.
Yeah. Super expensive.
And the weather can be, it's beautiful, but they have bad hurricanes and stuff, don't they?
Not Hawaii.
Yeah,
they're more tsunami.
I think anything tropical I get nervous about.
Yeah.
Really? You get nervous?
Well, you got to really check and make sure you're not heading into.
What about you, Marianne? Are you a beach goer or
no,
are you a mountain
climber?
I'm
a workout hike girl.
That's right.
Really? I go to, yeah, oh yeah. I want to
work out. You're going out west. You're going to Colorado.
Absolutely.
Jared.
Nice.
She wants to go on a vacation where hiking is part of the everyday thing. And I mean, I want to go on vacation and sit on a beach and have a drink and not move too much.
You know? I'm kind of both.
Like, are you
I
in the middle?
Just sit on the beach like for very long. I mean, I got to be doing something.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting on the beach, I'm going to be consuming some alcohol.
Right.
Or holding a fishing pole.
Yeah. I'm going to do something active. I cannot just sit on the beach, but I like it out west too. I've been on some hikes and stuff, but greatest vacation. What is the best vacation you've ever been on?
I've talked about it before. Zion. I'm sorry. I know I'm a broken record, but and Robbie and I were just my husband and I were talking about the other day because his parents and his sister and husband, they all agreed it was their favorite place too. Was Zion.
Wow.
And that it's
but
just
Utah, right?
Awesome. Yeah, and it's just the red rocks and the views and the sky. I mean, it's truly awesome. You know,
I'm gonna tell you what. Sydney wasn't half bad. Sydney, Australia.
Oh yeah,
for the Olympics.
Sure.
They love the brothers down there.
That would be
That's
nice.
Right here.
I had a good eye, mate.
You know? Jared, you've never been to, you said England, but where have you been overseas? Like, have you traveled out of the country a lot or?
Yeah, no, I mean, not a lot. I've been to Costa Rica. I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Caribbean a couple times. I've been to wherever. Where have I been? I don't know. I've been to a couple Caribbean islands and stuff, but no, I've never been east. And that's one of my dream trips. I want to do, you know, Italy and Greece and all that. And then I want to do another one where you go to like Ireland and Scotland and the UK and like sit in an Irish pub in some small town, you know, and like just drinking their beer and their whiskey. Just, I don't know. That seems cool to me.
Yeah.
What is your heritage?
I am a mutt. So I am Danish. Mm-hmm. My dad's side of the family is Danish. Danish immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is half Cuban, so I got some Cuban in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's mom, her family's been in Florida for forever.
She's Floridian. Mean,
like, yeah, so just rednecks.
100%.
Danish Cuban redneck.
I wonder how long you live in Florida before it doesn't. You're just Floridian. You're just
my grandmother. Just, I mean, I don't know, like 150 years, like forever.
Everybody comes from somewhere, except
no doubt,
Mama Jared Johnson. All right, it's a Jared Johnson show. We still got to talk about the Raiders. As the Ravens try and get to 3-2, 98 Rock, Jared Johnson Show.
So Kurt was texting to our group, and I got three texts that I didn't know how to respond to because I didn't know what he was talking about.
Here we go. Are we rolling? Is he rolling?
Yeah.
He put it out there? All right, look, dude, I did not. After I looked back, I saw Shimoleski's name, and his name's got 40 characters in it, so it doesn't show you who the next. I didn't know there was anybody else on the thread.
Oh, it's got a little and symbol, dude. It says and.
But this is what we're talking about. Like,
come on, Grandpa.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Like, you know, just not a great text.
Look, mine says Jared J and Kirk M.
Right. Oh, now mine does because I upgraded to 11 this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you blame it on the old phone.
You know what else? You know, you want to bang me some more on the texting there, Jared? I'll go with it. I wanted you to feel part of the group.
Oh, okay.
Even though it had nothing to do with you.
I appreciate it.
When you get
trying to keep the thread alive. I like that.
Keep the thread alive. Now, when you go to 11, did you see this?
I'm going now.
Are you going now?
I guess so.
When you're driving, if the phone thinks you're driving, it can suspend all your messages. So you're not looking at your phone.
That's great.
I like that.
I think it's nice.
It's a good feature.
That's funny because Amelia was just saying yesterday, what do you do to prevent yourself from texting when you drive? She puts her phone in her trunk.
Oh, God.
But I use mine for GPS.
Yeah.
So I can't.
You'd have to stop and get out and go to the trunk every now and then.
I mean, yeah. But also, like, what happens if you get in a car accident and you need your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the trunk.
I can't call anyone.
I'm sure others have phones.
Well, Amelia's usually on two wheels anyway.
That's true, too.
That's true. What trunk?
Yeah, her trunk is like sitting right next to her. Like,
her back pocket.
Yeah.
Her trunk.
So download 11, Amelia, and you'll be good to go.
And I'm doing it right now.
See that? All right.
All right, let's talk the future. Let's talk about the game against the Raiders.
It doesn't get any easier. Jarrett, Khalil Mack, could be one of the greatest linebackers of all time.
He's a problem. Have you ever watched this guy play?
I've only seen him a few times. He's on the West Coast, so we don't see him as much.
He's impressive, man. Him and Von Miller are probably the two biggest, not rising. I mean, they are the guys, but, you know, two most dominant pass rushers right now in the NFL. But good young team. This is, you know, the way the league is structured, the way they structure the draft when bad teams, you know, get high draft picks. This team has been bad for a long time.
Yeah.
And they have been stacking up first-round pick after first-round pick after first-round pick. And then all of a sudden, they get Derek Carr, who's a quality quarterback. And you look at them, and, dude, they are loaded. They are loaded with talent.
They were 12-4 last year, but Derek Carr is out for 2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So the Ravens aren't acting like they're jumping up and down, but they've got to be kind of happy about that.
You got to be, because he's a really good quarterback, young guy, a little bit of a gunslinger type, and then you got to deal with the trip. You know, you're still coming off London, which I know mm-hmm. that the coaches and stuff try to brush off, like, oh, well, you know, we can't make excuses, but that had to weigh on them against the Steelers. You have a tough loss against the Steelers. Now you're turning around and you're going west, which is always tough. Going into Oakland, you know, crappy stadium. Got to deal with a good young team. It's going to be a tough game for us. We got to come out and get after them.
And how about those routes? Am I right?
I see what you're doing here.
I'm just a female reporter.
Does that
my Dannon sponsorship?
Nothing about that gig probably appeals to you, does it?
Being a
female reporter and doing what that woman was doing.
Well, no, I don't. Yeah. I mean, should I say yes? Because I don't want to reveal a secret here, but I don't know much about sports.
Have you ever been in the locker room?
No, I never have.
Why? Would you go in the locker room?
Sure. I don't know if I would be very welcome there.
Why would you not be welcome?
What would I do? Just hand them towels?
I think you should go with Kirk tomorrow.
Come on.
And do what?
You interview people.
Ask questions.
I just want to ask about routes the entire time. Everybody.
You should, hey, please do that. Just walk around and ask about routes. Ask defensive linemen about routes.
Yes.
Like where it doesn't make sense at all.
You can like make up questions that sort of sound real but aren't real, don't make sense. Like that would be kind of funny.
And Jared, I don't know about you, but I would feel kind of weird standing around in a WNBA locker room with all those half-dressed women.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's what I'm getting at. Like, would you feel comfortable going in there?
It's not about the guys not being dressed. It's the fact that I know so little about the, you know, ins and outs
of sports.
That
would be more uncomfortable than just a bunch of naked dudes.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Naked dudes, I'm like, hi, no problem. Well, yeah. But then when I have to say something and ask them something, I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And that's, you know what that is.
I know what that is. All right. It's 98 Rock. Kirk and Marianne on the Jared Johnson Show. And there you have it, the Jared Johnson Show, I-95, every Thursday night, Marianne, 6 to 7 o'clock.
That's right. Good. It's our favorite hour of the week.
Hey, Double, have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, you too. What you got planned?
Watch a little football and...
Dip Bowl on Saturday.
Dip Bowl Saturday.
Weather's beautiful up there here.
And
oh, yeah.
Sunday, Sarah Fleischer's event, Sip, Savor, and Support over at Kenilworth Plaza. So it's a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of events. Are you just fishing, or what are you doing? Relaxing?
We got a hurricane to deal with this weekend.
Jeez.
So cleaning. Oh.
We're going to be prepping for that. Hopefully it stays west and goes and hits New Orleans.
You guys like a parrot down there.
Sucks for them.
Hurricane. Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. Hang in there.
Yeah, buddy.
Jared Johnson Show brought to you by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern. For Marianne, it's Kirk. We'll see you next week. 98 Rock.